Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome today. We bless the name of the Lord for your life, for being here. We have a message from the living God that we titled Spiritual Blindness. Spiritual blindness. So, you know, when we talk about spiritual blindness, it came upon us as a result of the fall in the Garden of Eden. When man fell, that is the time that the eyes of man were closed. Because Adam, where are you? God even couldn't see him. We are hiding because of sin. So we say that at the fall of man, the entire human race was smitten with blindness. So we have people that are moving around. They think they see, but they don't even know that they don't see. So even when you are telling them that you are not seeing, they don't believe you. They don't. Until they are confronted with the situation that they hit the wall. Then they realize that, indeed, I didn't see this one coming at all. And Almighty God, he does it. I said something this morning. I said, the spirit of pride, which is also the reason of the fall of man, it is something that is extremely dangerous because you're always seeing yourself as someone that is strong. But we believers, it is completely the opposite. When we are weak, that is when we are strong. So when we humble ourselves, that is when you can achieve and do mighty things. Because the Spirit of God is against the proud. God himself, he fights everyone who has that spirit of pride in him. You become God's enemy automatically when you are proud. So grace is also given to the humble. So more humble you are, more grace and more you can accomplish unto the purpose of the living God. So sometimes the Lord opens the doors. He opened doors for the one that sees himself as strong to be confronted with afflictions, situations, hard and tough. He comes to a point to realize that he is not as strong as he thought he was. And now he's humbled. He starts walking with Almighty God. And that is the time that you will see the greatness of God. Why do you have to go through a time of afflictions when we keep telling you that humble yourself for the grace to be available to you and do mighty things that God had purposed you in life? So God talked to us by saying that Jesus Christ is released. So that what we lost in the garden, we recover them. A man that is walking in blindness is extremely dangerous. Anything happens, anything can happen at any time. You don't know where you are going. And you can be deceived at all times. All times. So it is not good for the believer to be moving around in blindness. And that is the reason why, one of the reasons we will see this, one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came was to open the eyes of mankind, open the eyes of the child that will run to him so that he will see the wonderful things that God has planned for his life. How can you do God's will when you don't know what the Lord's will is all about? Because we associate sight with what we know only. It is beyond that. It is beyond that. The Lord in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 7. So short is the word. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. So now, two words are extremely important here. Faith and sight. But if we all know that sight will allow you to see. But the word says that you are walking, and you are walking with faith. Anyone that is walking outside sight or blind, anyone walking in blindness is heading to crash. So there is something about faith that connotes sight, but in the realm of the spirit. So we can simply say that faith is the spiritual sight. Faith is the spiritual sight. But the sight that God is talking about here, walk by faith and not by sight, because God, everything that concerns God is all spiritual. He is a spirit, and when we worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. So if we follow God, we must follow God in spirit. So we need a spiritual sight to be able to follow Almighty God. That is faith. That is faith. So everyone who has faith is not blind. So you can have sight in this world and spiritually blind. But we also know that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 and the verses 3, he said that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that the things that we see in the physical realm, they are not made of things which do appear in the physical realm. So the things that we see with our sight, physical sight, they are not the result of things that were made with physical things. It takes spiritual eyes to see the manifestations that we saw, I mean, that we are seeing in the physical realm. It is only faith that gives a sight in the spiritual realm. This is extremely important. So you can be walking in this world here and walking as a blind person. You can be following somebody as someone who is absolutely blind. You just follow. You don't know what is awaiting for you. So as a result of that, Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Ephesians. These are believers. You know, Ephesus, powers of darkness were reigning so much. So, you see, that is the type of church that Apostle Paul wrote the letter about, how we wrestle against those powers of darkness. We fight not against flesh and blood. It was for them. Because they were subject to attacks from the devil. And the word of God came to them in revelation, that this is how you conquer to live. Fight. So he made a statement to them in Ephesians 1 and the verses 17 to 19. He prayed by saying that, God, I pray for you, Church of Ephesus, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Wonderful items to live a believer's life. The man, spiritual man, mighty, he prayed for the believers that Almighty God, he gives unto them the spirit of wisdom. I wish above all that thou mayest prosper, right? Prosperity without wisdom, you are heading to crash. And be in good health. We said it, prosperity in sickness, you are also going to crash. Wisdom is a principal thing that a man needs to be able to live his life. He asks for wisdom and he asks for revelation. They go together. Understanding and being able to do what the Lord has called you to do. So in verse 18, he said, I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. You see, the eyes of your understanding, that is the eyes of faith. Because you can see something in the realm of the physical and be thinking that you got it all. And the moment that you have made a step, you failed it all. You failed it all. Then you come to find out that indeed you didn't get it because what you thought was right was absolutely wrong. And you have failed it all. So Apostle Paul said, may your eyes of understanding be open, enlightened. Enlightened. Enlightened for what? The eyes opening to see what? To have a right perspective of what you are looking at. So that you may understand the hope of his calling. Why God is calling you. Most of us, when we ask God to open our eyes, we don't ask God to open our eyes to see these things. We ask God to open our eyes, probably to see the witch that is hammering your life. Or some whatever that you think is really afflicting you. God, please open my... But we don't ask God to open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to understand the depths of the scriptures. The hope of his calling. The reason why a child of God is living. Your reason of serving Jesus Christ. Please, Lord, open my eyes that I may see Jesus. The hope of your calling. Not just that. And he said, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So the package that you have reserved for my life as a believer. I don't want to just go my way. Lord, I want to follow you and I want to know what you have in store for me. I want to live a life, but I want to live the life that you have called me to live. This is the prayer that Apostle Paul was praying for the church of Ephesus. The saints that are called to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. So in verse 19 of Ephesians 1, he said, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe according to the working of the mighty power. This scripture is so powerful. He wants to know and understand why he is alive, what he is here for, what he is to do, why he is doing what he has to do or how he must do what he has been commanded to do. And how safety is his life. Or how mighty. Or what security is being provided for the life or for the assignment that has been commissioned unto him. These are some of the things that everyone and each one of us, we should be living our lives and be asking questions. Indeed, if we are serving Jesus Christ, our children are going astray, marriages are not working, we get angry, we are liars, we are cheating. So many things that we see in some people and then we criticize them, we don't even know that we are also doing exactly the same thing because our spiritual eyes is completely blind. As you are criticizing somebody, you don't know what people are also saying about you. That is why we don't judge anybody. We start by judging ourselves. If there is any form of judgment that anybody should bring forth. So important. exceeding greatness of his power. Well, Jesus Christ is God. Let me tell you some of the attributes of God. There is a very three big words that qualify Jesus, that qualify God. Number one, he said God is omnipotent. The omnipotence of God. It means that he is all powerful. There is no power but is of God. No power matches God's power. That is the omnipotency of Almighty God. One attribute of God. The second attribute of Almighty God is this big word, omniscience. Simply meaning, our God is all-knowing. All-knowing God. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, and the last word is omnipresence. So he's present everywhere at the same time. He's present everywhere at the same time. So when your spiritual eyes is open, a man will come to grab this understanding that he serves a God that is omnipotent. He is all-powerful God. That there is no situation that person will be confronted that God cannot come to his rescue in victory. He is omniscience God. So I can have my peace and go to bed and be sleeping, because I know that whatever that will be planned in my life, from wherever, it doesn't matter, because my God, number one, he sees them, number two, he hears them, and number three, he has the ability to act. Because he is omnipresent. When they gather together in the middle of the night when you are sleeping, God hears. He is there. He sees them. A man can be assured. May the Lord help us that our spiritual eyes be open to see the hope of our calling, to see the Jesus that we are serving. There is nothing that is hid from God. Jeremiah made a statement in the book of Jeremiah chapter 23 and the verses 24. By the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, he said, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth? Saith the Lord. So, can any, that is the omnipresence of Almighty God. Where is it that a man is going to hide? What it is that you are going to do that you think is hidden? There is nothing like secret. It might be secret to your husband, secret to your children, secret to your friends, secret to the society, but it is not secret to Almighty God. That is why we are not living by sight, by what we see, but we are living by faith. So everything and all things are spiritual, are spiritual. Everything and all things are spiritual. The moment that a man comes to understand that he's a spirit first and foremost, he has a soul that is going to face the judgment. The spirit is given because God is a spirit. So there is no way a man will worship God without having the spirit. So God gave man the spirit to worship him. The body, it is subject to our surroundings. That is why we need the air, oxygen to breathe. Without that oxygen, this body falls down and dies. That does not mean that the spirit of a man is dead or the soul of a man is dead. The body is dead. So it is to tell us that everything is in order, but God is in control of all things. There is nothing that anyone will do that is hidden from Almighty God. Hebrews chapter 4 and the verses 12 to 13. This is related to the omnipotency of God. He said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." All things are plain before God. The omnipotency of God, his word, is power. The word of God, it is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder. Anything that is confronted, that you are confronted with, anything that set itself as overall power over your life, please, the moment that you come to understand that there is one called Almighty God that you serve, who is power of powers, mighty than the mightiest, greater than the greatest, whatever that will come on your way, you know, and you know, and you know that it is for a moment. Afflictions, they might endure during the night, but the morning, it is coming. Joy is coming in the morning. What will not kill you will definitely strengthen you. What will not kill you will definitely strengthen you. It is the truth that you know about God that you are serving. That is how a man is set free. Greatest weapon of Satan is fear. He brings forth fear in people's life, and people are living in the grip of fear. Fear in every sense of the term. Whatever situation that they get them, you lose your job, fear will come in right away, because you will start thinking of how you're going to pay for your rent, how you're going to take care of your children, how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that. Fear will grip you and will just sink you, taking every strength out. But when these things happen, and you come to find out that indeed you serve Almighty God, omnipresence God, omnipotent God, omniscient God, he knows. He saw it coming. He heard them when they were planning against you. The Lord definitely had a door that you're going to run to that door, and that temptation will not kill you, but it will only strengthen you unto the glory of the living God. Everything is plain before God. Colossians 1 and the verse is 16. He said, "For by Jesus Christ were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible," visible and invisible, "whether by the thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." That's it. Jesus Christ can assign you and say that, "My son, go." You will go in assurance. You are going in faith. You are going in protection. you are going in might. When a man is living in the will of Almighty God, no power can break that man down. No power. Everything came to find Jesus Christ. Everything came to find Jesus, which means that you were created before the foundation of the world anyway. So everything that the enemy could plan or had planned came after Jesus Christ had made plan concerning your life. But he is in control. He is all powerful. There is nothing that anyone will bring forth that Christ cannot overcome it. He came here, he overcame the world. May our spiritual eyes be open to see the hope of our callings. When a man's eyes is open, he starts seeing the provisions of Almighty God. When a man's eyes is open, your spiritual eyes is open, you will come to find out, you will come to see the provisions that God had made available. And it is very true. People make, they go ahead and make certain decisions because they cannot see what the Lord God had provided for them in the realm of the spirit concerning the situation that they are going through. But if your spiritual eyes is open and you are going through a situation, you're going to find out what God had made available to you during that time of trial. So, in Proverbs 20 and the verses 12, he says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord had made even both of them. Hallelujah. God made these two elements concerning, he said, the hearing ear and the seeing eye. God made them. He made them. He had control of them. He knows when to activate and when to close it. We are not talking about the physical sight. We're talking about spiritual blindness. That may our spiritual eyes be open. He said God is in control of these two elements. So in Joel chapter 2 and the verses 28, God didn't just create these two elements and leave us alone. He said, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Wonderful. There is a package for everybody in every stage of his calling. There is a package for everybody in every stage of his calling. The young ones, when you are young, when you are old, in the calling that God has for your life, it comes with package. And you need that spiritual sight. And he gives these things to us by his Holy Spirit. I will pour out my spirit so that they will start seeing in the realm of the spirit. Dreams that people are dreaming, it's a sight. It's a sight. It's your spiritual eyes that have been opened. The enemy is also bringing forth deceiving dreams to people. But what is the difference between the dream that you have as a child of God and the one that is not serving God also dreaming? When you dream as a child of God and you are out of your dream, the Holy Spirit enlightens you on that dream. The Lord is in control. You know that the dream is something that God is using to talk to you. So you don't take it carelessly. When their spiritual eyes are closed, the Lord opened up to them in dreams. They blush it out. Oh, it's nothing because of the movie that I watched last night. But you, even when you dream and see monkey throwing banana at you, you don't take it as something that is light, oh. Because you know that your God is trying to talk to you. You're going to find out. If not anything, you pray about that situation. Why would I be receiving bananas from monkeys? You'll be asking yourself some questions that will bring forth spiritual actions that are going to overcome the plans of the enemy. But the one that blushed it will come to find out that he is crushed. Say, this is very strange that I got myself into this situation. I had a dream 3 days ago, and it was something similar. Yes, your God was telling you, but you couldn't get it. You don't have the resources. Every door is closed, and you are blind. In Genesis 21 and the verses 19, you know, it is very interesting because before Isaac came, Ishmael was born. The mother of Ishmael was an Egyptian woman, Hagar. Hagar, because she was not humble, having conflict with Sarah, decided one day to run away with the baby. And as they were going, they found themselves in the desert where water has run out. Hagar is crying. The child is going to die, and herself also. But the moment that the child, the covenant child, cried, when Hagar was crying, God didn't answer, didn't say anything. But when the child, he said, God opened Hagar's eyes by the time that the child cried unto Almighty God. God opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with the water and gave the lad drink. Almighty God, he hears. He hears the cry of his children. He hears the cry of his children. So every area, whatever that you are going through, whatever that is happening to you, you have to remember, if you cannot have a sight in the situation, cry unto Almighty God. The Lord will give you that sight. What is necessary for you to move forward? We come to a point, one spiritual eyes is closed and another one is open. And this is the situation that we find ourselves. You know, we found it in Numbers. Numbers 22 and the verse is 31 to 32. We all know the story about Balaam and Balak. When King Balak called upon the prophet Balaam to come and curse the Israelites, and the Lord didn't want him to go. And because of money, this prophet, he insisted to go. So on his way, an angel of the Lord came and stood in the middle of the road when this man was on the donkey. The animal's eyes was open to see the angel of God, but the prophet of God's eyes was completely closed until the Lord decided to open his eyes. So when God opened that eyes, he saw the angel of the living God. I pray for somebody here that whatever that you are going through, may your spiritual eyes be open to see the provisions of Almighty God concerning your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Children of God, they are obedient to Almighty God. The Lord provides. We have another case. When one eye was open and another one's eyes was closed. 2 Kings chapter 16, chapter 6 and the verses 16 to 20. They have decided to come and arrest Elisha because this prophet of God is always revealing what the enemy is planning in secret against his people. So they send the army to come and arrest the prophet of God. So the servant of prophet Elisha called Gehazi. This Gehazi who was with Elisha saw the army coming after them. But his spiritual eyes was completely closed. And he could only see the sight. Only what was visible in the world only, in the physical realm. But the spiritual one was closed. But the man of God whose eyes was open, spiritual eyes was open, he was not worried about what he was seeing in the physical realm. Because the spiritual eyes that was open, God was showing him something else. So as the servant Gehazi was crying, calling upon all kinds of, for his rescue, the man said, Elisha told him, he said, Gehazi, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open Gehazi's eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire run about Elisha. And when they come down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring unto you. He said, I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria, where they came from. One whose spiritual eyes is open is a man of power. They came to arrest him. Number one, the one who couldn't see that God has made a provision, he was worried. And he prayed to God, he said, God, please open this young man's eyes that he may see your provisions. May the Lord open your eyes so you may see the provisions of Almighty God. May the Lord open your eyes so that you may see the conditions of your enemies. May the Lord open your eyes so that you may see what God is capable to do to them that have come to arrest you. When a man's eyes is open, he prayed to God. Lord, look at them. Close their eyes. Say, please, the person you are looking for, you are in power. The person you have come to look for, you are in the wrong city, and he is not where you have come. Let me take you to him. And he led them back to where they come from. And when he got there, he opened their eyes to see. Let this power be somebody's portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that have closed your spiritual eyes, may the Lord break it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the name of the living God. We see how important it is for our spiritual eyes to be opened. It was as much important that Jesus Christ came forth to open our spiritual blindness so that we may see. In John 9, and the verse is 39, Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." And in Matthew 13 and the verse 16, he said, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." May the Lord God bless his word in your life. The reason, one of the reasons why Jesus Christ came, so that our spiritual eyes would be open. It's a blessing for a child of God to see in the realm of the spirit. So therefore, I pray, anything that have brought any form of blindness in your life, I come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that is keeping you in darkness, I come against it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May your eyes be open and see the hope of his calling in your life. May the Lord God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.